Blog Talk Radio. Good evening, everyone. Thank you all for tuning in. This is Minister Sylvia Kaiser. We are on Facebook Live with Minister Lawrence Seabury, as well as we are on Blog Talk Radio Ministries through Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron. I am just excited about what God is doing on tonight. This is the fifth Monday of the month of March, which is March 29th, 2021, which is also Minister Brandon Kaiser's birthday. So let's take time out to say happy birthday to the man of God and let him know that we are praying for him, his wife, and his family. We are praying that God continue to bless him. We are praying that God continues to open doors for him that no man can shut. We are continually praying for him that he will be the husband, the father, and the man that God has appointed him and anointed him to be. Happy birthday, Minister Brandon Kaiser. So at this time, I'm going to check to see if the man of God is ready, because I see he's live on Facebook. If you would like to go to his page, his name is Lawrence Seabury. You can go to his page and check his page out for the word on tonight, and or you can continue to listen through my Blog Talk service as I have tuned up. So I'm going to check with him. Minister Lawrence, are you ready? Minister Lawrence, are you ready for the service on tonight?
Yes, I am.
Okay, well, at this time, we're going to ask everyone to mute their phones so that the man of God can bring the word forth,
yes,
and we have no breakthroughs. So just
already,
know that
okay.
God is ready to release his word. Go ahead, man of God.
Amen, amen, amen. So we come to give God the praise on tonight. We come to give God the glory on tonight. Let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, God, we just thank you, Lord God, for this opportunity, Lord God, to come to your presence, God. God, we just thank you, Lord God, for the opportunity, Lord God, to come to you, Lord God, to give you, what give the people, Lord God, what you give to me, Lord God, to give to them, God. God, hide me behind the cross, God, so they would see none of me, God, but all of thee. God, we just thank you, Lord God, for what you're about to do, God, what you have done, God. God, touch the people, Lord God, of the airways, God, in the name of Jesus, God. God, let them receive, God, what you have to give to them, God, in the name of Jesus, Lord God. For the one that's not saved, Lord God, let them say, God, what must I do to be saved, God? Let them just get the word, Lord God, and put it in their heart, God, in the name of Jesus. God, we just thank you, Lord God, for the ones, Lord God, for over the Blog Talk, Lord God. We just thank you, Lord God, for my family, God, in the name of Jesus, God. Continue, Lord God, to elevate, Lord God, the apostle, God, in the name of Jesus. And God, we just thank you, Lord God, for all things. In Jesus' name, thank God, and amen, amen, amen. Let's go to the word. Let's go to Hebrews 11 and 1, a very familiar passage. Hebrews 11 and 1, we're going to talk about faith a little bit, amen, amen. And the word says, now faith is the substance of things hoped for and the evidence of things not seen. Amen, amen. And the word says, now faith. It says that right now faith. He's not talking about the tomorrow faith. He's not talking about late on faith. Do it says in a minute faith? No. Right. It says now faith is the substance of things hoped for. And the evidence of things not seen. Amen. So we all have faith. Even when you go to sit down, do you check and see if it's stable enough? Stable enough? No. We just sit down. What they call it, that's faith. That's faith that you have when you grab that remote control and turn your TV on. That's faith that you got to, that you're gonna know that it works, that it's gonna come on. That's faith when you know you're gonna sit down and you know that the chair is gonna hold you. Or the stool is gonna hold you, whatever you sit on. You gotta have faith when you turn on that water, know that it's gonna come on. But you got to pay that bill, too, though, okay? Amen, amen. You got to have faith and turn on that light. But you got to take care of the light too, okay? Okay, but you got to have faith when you hit that switch. You know that it's going to come on. Amen? So we just have to have faith as a grain of a mustard seed. He said, if you have that little faith, you got to have a, he said, he'll move for you. So if I could title this, it'd be, Where is Your Faith? Amen? Amen? Write that down in the comments there. Where is your faith? So we got to have that kind of faith that we know when we talk to God, we ask God for something, we know that he's going to do it. We just know that he's going to move on our behalf because we got to have that faith. He said just a grain of a mustard seed. I know for the ones that know about planting and know about the how small that seed is, they know that it's going to be small. They know that much faith you got to have. You don't have to have no great big old faith. It don't have to be that big. He said a grain of a mustard seed. Amen. So we just have to have that faith. So we just have to move when God said move. So hold us first. That's faith. When you come to God first, you got to have faith. We have to know it can be faith when we come to him. When we stand up on our legs, we got to have faith that our legs will work. And we got to know that it will hold us up. So faith is amazing. That's now faith. It says substance is something you have to have that faith is the height of faith, the type of faith. So tap yourself and say, I have to have faith. He said, I've got to have a faith. He said, because faith is a substance of things not seen. We don't even see what's going on. That's the kind of faith we've got to have. We got to have faith to know that we're going to get up the next day. We got to have faith to know that God is going to touch us with the finger of love to see the next day. That's why he said, pray without ceasing. And we have to have faith, because faith without work is dead. So we have to know that God is going to do what he said he's going to do by faith. Amen. Said by faith. So tap yourself and say, I have to have faith. I have to have faith. So we got to know when God is getting ready to do something. He said, now faith is the substance of things not seen, the evidence of things not seen. So we don't even see what God is going to do, but we got to have faith to know that he's going to do it. Just like when we're getting ready to move, like we're getting ready to get up, we got to have faith that God is going to be there. We got to have faith that God is going to do it. So we have to have that kind of faith that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. So evidence is something that's proven to a fact. So just like when they take the DNA test to show First 48, how many of you watch First 48? When they find all, when they get all the evidence together, all this person, even though they said, I didn't do it, I don't know what's going on, it wasn't me. They come and get that evidence and put it all together and come to find out it was you. So that's a fact of what's going on. So that's the right God. Not like when we come to God, it's that fact. It's just that fact and that faith. So when God get ready to move, you got to say, God, I want you to move on my behalf. God, I want you to touch this. I want you to touch that. Grain of a mustard seed. We got to know that God is going to do what he said he's going to do. Through faith, that's the only thing that's going to move God. He's got to have that faith when you're praying, when you're asking God for something. You got to have that faith and know that he's going to do it. When you say, God, I want you to touch my body, you got to have faith that God will give you that that push to do what he said he's going to do. Amen. Amen. So we just got to continue to just continue to wait on God. Continue to watch God do it. Continue to watch God do what he says we're going to do. And he didn't say that later on. He said he'll do it now if we act. Amen. Amen. He'll do it now if we act. Amen. Just like I was reading in James, 2nd chapter, verse 20, when it says, he said, faith without works is dead. So faith without works is dead. So, I mean, if we don't do nothing, ain't nothing happen. Ain't nothing going to happen if we don't do nothing to do it. Like we said, God, I want a job. God, I want this to happen for me. But you're still sitting on your do-nothing. As grandma used to say, you're still sitting on your do-nothing. But you want God to do something for you. No. You got to get up and make that move. You got to get up and look. And then it would happen. Then it would happen. I'm up here just, whoo, the heat is off. I'm moved. But I thank God for just, we just got to continue to faith. We just got to continue that faith. Because without faith, it is impossible to please God. So when you got that faith and you continue to walk in God, you continue to trust God, you continue to believe God, just like when I was going through with this thing they call COVID, and many of you know how I was. If COVID had me, I was down so tough, so bad, I thought I was going to check out of here. And I was losing my faith. I was losing my faith. My faith wasn't built up. It was just steady sinking. But I kept giving God people that had the faith. When he said, when the blind Bartimaeus, I said, God, you healed blind Bartimaeus. I said, God, you did it for the three Hebrew boys. I kept giving it back to him. I said, God, now you have to move. And when I was saying that, I had the faith that God would just come on and just come on and just build me back up and put me back to where I was. And I had people on my side just really there letting me know that God is going to do this for you because he was testing my faith. He was testing my faith in him. He was testing my faith in him to see, will I really give up? Will I really throw in the towel? But just held on to that break. I just held on. Many times my faith was wavering. Many times my faith was just shaking. But then I kept shaking it off like, no, I got to hold on. Many times I went to sleep, I thought that was it. But my faith held on. Look at somebody, or if ain't nobody next to you, type in a comment, my faith is getting stronger. Hey, my faith is getting stronger. Because that's what we got to have every day. We got to have faith. Just like that. That guy, Michael, long time ago, white guy singing, Michael, I forgot his name, he said, got to have faith. Because this is the time that we got to have it these days, people. We got to have faith in this time. Because this COVID is going through so bad. It's so rapid. It took a lot of people out. Even though it's calming down, but we just still have to have faith that God will continue to move on our behalf, continue to give us the strength to go on, continue to cover us in his blood, because we know that without his blood, there's nothing really going to happen. There's nothing really going to happen without his blood. We're going to ask God to cover us in his blood. And when you ask him that, the faith has to push up. Part of working. That's part of the work is the faith. When you ask him, you got to work it. You got to work it. Just like the woman with the issue of blood I talked about yesterday. She had faith when she went to Jesus. When she was going through her time. Only women can really understand this. when she was going through her time for 12 long years. She had, because she had to know that Jesus was coming. So she was going through. And it said when she touched the hem, and we know the hem means H-I-M, the hem. But she touched the hem of his garment. It didn't say she touched him. She didn't touch his physical body. She touched the hem because he had it on. Hey, what you need. But that goes back to where you got to have that faith. So when she touched it, Jesus said, I'll throw something to leave. And Paul said, how could you feel something leave you and all these multitudes of people around you? And he's out of the virtue leave. Now, when you touch his clothing that he had on, you touch the H-I-M, the him. And he said he suddenly leave. And he called her because she had that faith that when she touched, everything would be made all right. So tonight we got to just look at the H-I-M. We got to just know that when we touch him, everything is going to be made all right. Everything is going to be made possible. Everything is going to be made that's not made. Continue to trust God. Continue to just believe God. And just continue to have that faith. She had it for 12 long years. It said 12 long years. So you know she was going through. You know she had some kind of odor, some kind of stench that people didn't want to touch her. It didn't say how she got there. It just said that she was there. So she had faith to get there. So she had it for 12 winters, 12 springs, 12 falls, and 12 winters, and 12 summers. She had it for 144 months. She had that issue. She had it for 625.75 weeks. She had that issue. She had it for 4,380 days. She had that issue. 31,541.47 seconds. She had that issue. But when she met Jesus, it dried up instantly because of her faith. So we know that God can do anything. He can do everything. I'm talking about the man who died for us over 2,000 years ago. The man that hung on a cross on Calvary. The man that bled for us. And he had two other people on the side of him, two thieves on the side of him. But he still had the power. One of them said, if you be the Son of Man, come down and take us with you. But the one that was on the right that had that faith, he said, when you get to your feet, just remember me. He didn't say, I want to go with you. Just remember me. Just remember me. And he told him because he knew that faith. He said, because he knew that he had faith, he said, from this day forth. Hey, so come on and tell somebody, faith is all I need. Faith is all I need. Faith will take you far when you just keep that faith. Faith will take you from here to there. Just and then when he and that wasn't the end of the story. When he just went to the cross, he hung there from the sixth to the ninth hour. He still hung there. He could have came down. He could have came down, but he said no. He was remembering his purpose. He was remembering his purpose. He hung there for the sins of the world. And some people said they nailed his hands and nailed his feet. How many of you know it wasn't the nails that held him? Hey, it wasn't the nails that kept him there. It wasn't the nails. It was love that kept him. It was love that kept him there. He could have came down because he had standby. He had many people on standby. Many things, people, angels on standby. But he just still hung there with everybody's sins on him. And that was a, with everybody's sins on him. And he said, oh, Lord, okay. He said, Father, not my will. That's when faith was coming in. Not my will, but thy will be done. And he still hung there. And that wasn't the end of the story. But then when, because he didn't carry the cross by himself, he had help. He had somebody to get him there. Had somebody to get him there. And when he got there, we know what a pretty sight. And he can just imagine how he was when he hanging on that cross. If you could just fathom in your mind how he looked. Then when he was up there, he had his mother standing right there with him. She had to be strong to know what her son was going through. There's many mothers on here that know their only son is hanging up there, for the people. Hanging up there for the people of what they went through. And then that wasn't the end of the story. So then they moved on, and they said that when he was ready to come down, he hung on that regular cross for your sins and mine. Hung on it for your sins and mine, and we have to continue to believe that God will do what he says he's going to do when we ask him. That's why he says, you got to ask in my son's name. Because God would do it if we say in Jesus' name. So we've got to continue to believe what God is saying. Because we know, living, he loved me. Dying, he saved me. Buried, he carried my sins far away. But we know, rising, he justified me. Freed me forever. But how many of you know one day, say one day, he's coming back again. And that would be a glorious day. But when we have that faith, we got to know, are we going back with him? Then when he comes. This is a serious question. I know I would have been hooping right now, but this is the way God gives me. I'm giving it the way he's telling me to give it because I feel the power of God. He wants us to get this. It's about faith in 2001. 20, we done went through. We done went through 2020. But this is 2021. It's a lot of faith, people. It's a lot of things we went through in 2020. I know a lot of people used to or didn't. You remember that drink 2020? It will have you in 2020. But we know 2021 is about faith. It's about faith. It's about getting going higher and what God wants us to do. It's not about me. It's not about you. But this is about him. It's 2021. But we know that rising, he justified. And he freed me forever. But when he rose, he got up out the grave. They said he had all power. It didn't say some of the power or just a little. All power in his name. The power in heaven and on earth, and under the earth, because he took the keys from old Jack Rabbit. And as this guy used to say, this old Slewfoot, he used to call him Dark Slewfoot, this preacher. But, yeah, he took it from him. But we just got to know that God is going to do something in 2021. He's up to something. If we just continue to just hold on and continue to pray in the way God is speaking and reaching for us to come on. Amen. Because we know the faith without work is dead. We got to put our hand to the plow, and we just got to go forward. Don't look back. Go forward. Go forward in your faith. We got to go forward in our faith. Go forward in our faith. Type in a comment, go forward in your faith. Forward in your faith. Because it's about God. And we just know that God will do exceedingly abundantly above all that we can act or think. Because how many know that God knows what we think? He said he knows what we're thinking afar off before we even think. So watch what you think. Because it's about the mind. That's a different sermon. It's about the mind. But we just got to know that God is going to do everything and anything that we ask him to do in this season. But have faith. Have faith. Have faith. Because I believe in second and James 2 and the last verse of 29. I'm going to paraphrase a little bit when he said, because the body is dead. And he said, when the body is dead, and it's something like the faith. Faith without works is dead also. So when your body is dead, he says it's like it's dead also. Your faith is dead also. Faith without works is dead also. So we got to just make the body stay alive on this earth while we're here. Continue to strive, continue to push, continue to do what God has us to do in this year. Continue to do what God has us to do. Get alive. Because when we was yet sinners, Christ died for us. Christ died for us. So I'm going to pray, and we're just going to believe God on tonight. That God would do what he would ask us to do. I'll start y'all just trying to get the screen right. But we just got to just know that God has done and God has prevailed. Pastor Troy, I love you, man. I thank you for just encouraging me the other day because you have built my house. Thank you, and I love you, man. But other than that, we're just going to pray and we're just going to turn it over to the hands of my cousin, Minister Kaiser, again, Smile 3E, Iron Sharpening Iron, Blog Talk Radio, www, you know what that means, Worldwide Web. I thank God for the opportunity that my cousins, my family has given me. I love y'all, and let us pray. Eternal God, our Father, God, we just thank you, God, for what you have done on tonight, God. We thank you, Lord God, for what you have given me, Lord, to give out, God. God, we just thank you, Lord God, for the people, Lord God, that's listening, God, through the airways, God. God, we ask you, Lord God, to just bless them beyond measure, God. In the name of Jesus, God, continue, Lord God, to strengthen their faith, God. Continue, Lord God, to strengthen their faith, God. In the name of Jesus, God, come help us to work, God, while it is day, God. Because you said when night cometh, no man can work. God, we just thank you, God, and we just appreciate you, God, and we love you, God. In Jesus' name, thank God. Amen. Amen. Love y'all. Go in peace. God bless you.
Hallelujah. Hallelujah. Ooh,
hallelujah.
Thank you for that word on tonight for our youth service.
Yes,
where
God.
Is your faith? Where
yeah.
is your faith? Faith without works is dead. I thank God for the word on tonight. I love that.
Yes, thank
getting
you,
around
God.
On you. do nothing. Still sitting on your doing nothing. Yo, that's definitely some no work faith. And it's definitely doing
yes,
while
it
you're
is.
Sitting around on your do nothing.
Yeah.
I thank God for Minister Lars Seaberry, my cousin from Milwaukee, who had said yes when I asked him if he would be our youth speaker on the fifth Mondays of every month that it comes around. And he said yes. And then he got back in touch with me and said, I'll do every Monday from this point on. I thank God for the willingness. I thank God for the hunger. I thank God for him being obedient to hearing God's word. And I thank God for his leaders trusting him enough to say yes to him. It's okay. See, a lot of y'all don't know that faith, that now faith was working back then when we first asked because they had to trust him. They had to have faith in him to release him, to let him speak to the people of God, because once you hear it, you're responsible for what you heard and you're responsible for what you said. So now that we know that we are working and walking in now faith, y'all come on and give this man of God some encouragement. Unmute your phones. Tell us who you are and where you're calling from, and just let us know and let him know how much this word blessed you on tonight. The lines are open. Go ahead and speak.
Hello, yes, this is Mom, Elizabeth Seaberry.
All right, now.
Oh, he did a beautiful job.
Thank you, Mother.
Betsy, you brought him up like that. You put that word in him when he was a little boy.
Yes,
thank
I
God
did. Yes.
Operating. Yes.
Oh, yeah.
Thank you, Mother.
You're welcome, baby. Keep on.
All right, yeah.
Don't stop.
All righty. Okay.
Is there anyone else want to speak into the man of God's life on tonight?
This is Cecilia. Thank you so much for speaking for our youth and reminding them the importance of having faith and letting them know it could be the size of a mustard seed. Thank you for encouraging their hearts, encouraging them in faith, and also encouraging them in prayer. Thank you, thank you, thank you. I look forward to our next fifth Monday to hear you again.
Yes.
Oh, thank you, cousin. Love you.
Is there anyone else who speak up at the time? Okay. Well, I just want to say thank God for him breaking down the months, the weeks, the days, the years. Seconds, minutes, to let us know how that woman that decided that she knew that nobody could heal her issue but him. She had to get to him to touch to him so that she can be healed because she was working with that now faith. Not that some get like faith. She said, I got faith right now that I know that after all I've been and every place I've been, that I can get to him and I shall be made whole. So y'all just have to encourage this man of God, because don't think it's easy for him to just go on Facebook and go on Blog Talk, because he knows from a little boy, like you heard me say, his mom put it in him from a little boy. He's walking in this thing as a grown man, encouraging a youth to let you know that no matter what you do, he gave you an example. When Jesus was on the cross, he had two by him, one on his left and one on his right. And the one on the left kind of left himself out because he wanted to say, prove to me. But the one on the right was like working with that faith. He said, when you get to your kingdom, remember me. Like the man of God said, he didn't say, take me with you. Can I go? What must I do? He said, remember me. Some of us are on our knees tonight. Get on your knees right now and say, God, remember me. I need to have a conversation with the Lord because my faith. He told you he got sick and his faith tried to fail him, but his inner man, for what his mama taught him, said, He kept calling Jesus and kept taking his word back to him, and then he kept people around him that was speaking life over him because they was working and walking and praying in faith.
I got to hear what God said tonight.
Okay.
Keep people around you that's going to encourage you. He talked about covering in God's blood because we know the blood is love, life, and it has faith. We have to believe. Come on. I'm telling you, this man of God released something tonight, and I hope it woke something up in you to go forward in your faith because you've got to have faith to make and want this walk. I'm going to ask you one more time. Is there anyone else that want to speak into this man of God's life on tonight? Okay, Minister, I believe some people are caught up. I thank you for already praying. You know, but I'm going to give our closing remarks, and I will allow you to say one more thing to the listening audience, and then we're going to end this service. I thank you all again for joining in on tonight. This is our youth service.
You're welcome.
And we were just excited about tonight. We have been looking forward to this for since the new year began because we kept saying we had to wait all the way for March just to get a word across to the youth. So for you all that saw it on Facebook, please share it. And for you all that heard it on Blog Talk, come back in an hour, and you can find it on Yes Lord Cecilia page as well as my page, Minister just Sylvia Kaiser, where we will be, it will be ready to listen to again, but it will be live to be replay on Facebook under Lauren Seabury as well as on my page, Sylvia Kaiser. We are here every Monday night at 8 p.m. Central Standard Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, where we bring the word of God to you. We have different ministers. And with this being the last Monday of the month, next Monday is the first Monday of April, and our speaker will be Dr. Serena Wright. That's at 8 p.m. Central Time, 9 p.m. Eastern Time. We're also here every Friday night at 9 p.m. Central Standard Time, 10 p.m. Eastern Standard Time, the first and third Friday of the month. It will be myself, Minister Sylvia Kaiser, bringing forth the word of God. And on the second and fourth Friday, it will be Prophet Antoine Thomas bringing forth the word of God. And on the fifth Friday, if there's one in the month, it will be myself or the prophet or both of us together bringing forth the word of God, or whoever or whatever God give us on that fifth Friday. And on Sunday mornings at 9:30 a.m. Central Standard Time, 10:30 a.m. Eastern Standard Time, our very own overseer, Apostle-elect Dr. Cecilia Kaiser, will be bringing forth the word. Her co-host is Minister Sheila Kaiser and Minister Brandon Kaiser. They will be bringing forth the word on Blog Talk. I just want you all to know this ministry is a ministry that has been appointed, anointed, and it has been sent by God. It's just not something we do because we do it. God told us give him his time. He said, render Caesar's what Caesar's, but give him his time. So we give God his time. We do it wholeheartedly. We do it from the love of our hearts that we give to God, our love, because he died on the cross for us. He became, the word became life for us. So with that being said, to know that God has not stopped loving us, even when we have turned our heads on him. He has not stopped us. Remember, our foundational scripture is Matthew 6:33. But seek ye first the kingdom of God and his righteousness, and all these things shall be added unto you. We love you all with the love of the Lord. There's nothing you can do about it, but accept it. If you have a problem with it, I'm going to tell you what I always say, take it to Jesus. So I'm going to ask the man if he has anything else he wants to say to us and share with us on this time before we end this service.
I just want to say I thank God for the opportunity to come and just thank God for having y'all for me to be a part. I thank God for it, and I just thank God for what he has done on tonight.
Yes.
I just thank God for what he has done on tonight.
Yeah.
I just thank God for everyone who heard the word and who the ones who gonna keep the word, amen.
Yeah.
Oh yeah.
Thank God for it. And I just thank y'all for the opportunity for allowing me to give what God have me to give to the people. Amen. That's it.
Yeah.
That's
all right. Okay, tell your bishop I said hello and I did enjoy him. When he spoke for you on that that Monday, I really enjoyed him.
Okay. I'll let him know.
Okay. I thank you all. Good night, everyone.
All right. Good night, cuz.